Welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over the age of 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Over the last 6 months, we've been building a foundation for living a dream life. We started with learning to look within ourselves to find a peaceful place, a place where you can escape the grinds and pressures of everyday living. You were then asked to smile at the first 10 people you see every day. Is smiling now part of your daily routine? How many new friends have you made? Each show, you were asked to add to your list of accomplishments and write your thoughts on the topics we discussed in your journal. Have you been doing this? Last week, I completed my adjustment exercise and was surprised just how far off course I was. This exercise is when I reflect on what has happened in the last 3 months and make adjustments to get back on track. While reviewing my list of goals, I found the plans I had in place would not allow me to reach my goals. You see, my dream life consists of being financially free. And with the economy taking a left turn, the plans in place were no longer a viable option for my financial results. Aren't you glad that we review our plans and are flexible enough to make changes? This reflection period made me realize that even though we're building our dream life, we have to constantly be aware of what's happening in our everyday life and the impact that it has on our future. Author Robert Collier said, "Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out." You see, for the last several months, I'd been putting in extra time on my projects so I could have time to enjoy the Olympics. Well, most of that time went right out the window when I applied setting goals that count to my dream life plan. You see, every competitor in the Olympics had set a goal to make the team for their country. They each had plans for making their dreams come true. They may not have had the opportunity if it wasn't for having a burning desire, the unlimited hours of practice, the discipline to perfect their skills, the willingness to listen and learn from their support team, and the attitude to make constant adjustments in order to be the best of the best. Then, most of them had to compete against the best in their countries for the opportunity to be the representative in the Olympics. According to Arthur Brian Tracy, the difference between successful people and failures is that successful people make a habit of doing the things that failures do not like to do. Keep this in mind and use it to help you take action with everything you do. Everyone who participated in the Olympics is a winner because they are living their dream life. Are you living yours? Even though I had planned to be glued to the big screen, my plans changed when the review was complete. The same day that I changed my plans, I received an email with this quote from Walt Disney. "All of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them." What would you have done? I can only smile and knew I had made the right choice. I jumped right into a new project that has the potential of getting me back on track. Just like building new habits, building a dream life, or making life changes, it may take 90 to 120 days before any results are known. You must believe in what you're doing, take daily action, be willing to learn new skills as you go, focus on your results, and work to get the best use of your time. I'm not sure where I heard this, but a person is only as big as the dream they dare to live. What are your dreams? You're right if you're thinking, where is he going with this? It was gut check time for me, and I'm asking you to do the same thing. Are you where you had planned to be at this point in your life? If so, congratulations. And if not, why not? What has your heart been guiding your mind to think? Robert Collier said, "We can only do what we think we can do. We can only be what we think we can be. We can only have what we think we can have. What we do, what we are, what we have, it all depends on what we think." I wonder, did you complete your planning worksheet after our last show? Have you compared your real self to your ideal self? What opportunities for change did you find? How much personal growth must you complete to be the person in your dream life? How much preparation is required for you to be in a position to capitalize on any new opportunities? I've enrolled in a 6-week course starting in September. What are you doing? Does your action plan keep you in line with your goals? How long will it take you to see the results, and are your results measurable? Success by any definition is not an accident. It's not the result of good luck. And when you really want to know how you got to where you are, just take a look. You may feel that you had no choice in a few matters, but we know differently. There were specific steps or choices made over a period of time, and in some cases, many years, that have brought you to this moment in time. As a matter of fact, they could have brought you to no other place. You are where you are and what you are because of yourself. Your choices and decisions over months, years, and a lifetime have determined the condition of your life at this very moment. You see, after any gut check time, decisions are made to move forward or to remain where you are. Are you living or are you dying? You're doing one of the two. The best part of this whole deal is that at any time you can start making different choices, taking different steps, and you will eventually arrive at a different place than where you are today. What standards have you set for yourself? Who's going to hold you accountable? One thing you should keep in mind is to forget your past mistakes, forget your failures, and focus on what you're going to do from this point forward and take action. Even if you're not 100% sure of your actions, start moving forward. It's better to take actions and move forward even though you may be taking the long route to where you want to go. Remember this quote, "Fear is crippling. With a little confidence and a good attitude, the universe will give you the answers you'll need at the proper time." Action is what gets everything moving, and when you're motivated and moving towards your goals, you'll be surprised as to how you have more energy, more laughter, and enjoy life more while you're moving forward. One of my favorite all-time quotes is by Norman Vincent Peale, who said, "If you want to get somewhere, you have to know where you want to go and how to get there, and then never, never, ever give up." Where are you in your dream life journey? Have you given up? If so, I invite you to grab my hand, make a firm commitment to work with me for the next 90 days, and we'll set some goals, make some plans to reach those goals. I'll be your accountability partner if you have no one else. Now keep in mind, you're going to be required to send your written goals and plans to me for review before being accepted into this project. Conrad Hilton said, "Achievement seems to be connected with action. Successful men and women keep moving. They make mistakes, but they don't quit. The choice is yours. Can you see your fantastic dream life? We're here for you and welcome any ideas and thoughts that you'd like to share. Our goal is to help you build the life of your dream. Contact us at www.menpowerradio.com. That's MENPOWERRADIO.com. Let us know how we can help you. Our next show is on September 6th, and we really need your help. Share this broadcast with your friends and family as we continue building our success network. If you like what you're hearing here on Men Power Talk Radio, I invite you to share the famous Kitchen Table Talk Radio show at www.womenpower, that's WOMENPOWER-radio.com, with the women of your life. Raven Blair Davis, my friend and mentor, shares her vision of how life is just beginning. Let's make the world a better place to live. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.